and welcome to the podcast series Proctology and Laparoscopic Surgery. This is Dr. Manas Ranjan Tripathi, laparoscopic surgeon and proctologist expert with you from Bangalore. In today's podcast episode, we would discuss about what is laparoscopic hernia surgery and whether it is the best and safe option to go ahead for repair of hernias. There is a constant, never-ending debate that is going on whether laparoscopic surgery is the best option for the treatment of abdominal wall hernias or not. There is no doubt about the fact that laparoscopic hernia surgery is less invasive as there are smaller incisions which have to be made in the patient's abdomen, and consequently there is less postoperative pain for the patients. The recovery period after this surgery is also comparatively shorter when you compare it with the traditional open surgeries. In order to form an educated opinion about this, it is imperative that we understand how a laparoscopic procedure is used in the treatment of hernia. For laparoscopic hernia surgery, a thin telescope called as a laparoscope is usually introduced into the abdominal wall, either in the wall or inside the peritoneal cavity, depending on the type of hernia approach which surgeon is preferably doing. Once this laparoscope is inserted into the abdomen, the space either in the abdominal wall or inside the abdomen is created by insufflating with medical grade carbon dioxide. That is a gas which is used to create pneumoperitoneum for giving space for our intraoperative work with the instruments. The procedure usually needs to be performed under general anesthesia. Therefore, anybody who undergoes laparoscopic surgery or is planned for laparoscopic surgery needs to undergo a preoperative thorough evaluation to ascertain whether he or she is fit for laparoscopic surgery under general anesthesia. In a fit patient, healthy patient, laparoscopic surgery is definitely the way ahead when you compare with traditional open surgery for almost all forms of hernia. There are few large grade severe hernias, obstructed hernias, strangulated hernias, wherein performing laparoscopic surgeries may be slightly critical and difficult, but other than that, in normal hernia surgeries, laparoscopy is the preferred option and is absolutely safe. So what are the factors involved? Why this surgery is a better option than traditional surgery? In case of laparoscopic surgery, patients usually have 3 or 4 small incisions on the abdominal wall, varying sizes from 5 mm to 12 mm. Since the incisions are very small, there is very negligible scarring and very, very minimal postoperative pain. As mentioned before, recovery period for patients after this surgery is very less, and they usually are discharged on the same day of surgery and restart their lives and go back to work usually after 4 to 5 days of the surgery. Postoperative pain, very well manageable with oral analgesics and considerably less as compared to traditional open surgeries. Hospitalization, as I have already mentioned, is very less. Thus, all in all, it does appear that opting for laparoscopic hernia surgery is a good option. The type of surgery needs to be decided by the operating surgeon, depending on the stage of the hernias, fitness of the patient, and other associated factors. It's because all the benefits discussed above that use of this surgery for the treatment of hernia has become extremely popular nowadays. And all over the world, including India, it's very common to think of laparoscopic surgery when you have abdominal wall hernias. Success rate of such surgeries is pretty good. And in fact, facilities of laparoscopic hernia surgeries are more readily available across the country nowadays. Of course, we have to have certain precautions after laparoscopic hernia surgery. Since the surgery is quite risk-free, therefore the chances of patient taking it very lightly and not taking the necessary precautions after surgery are very high. It's important that since the patients tend to get discharged pretty early after the surgery, they should be called back for follow-up at frequent intervals. The doctors need to provide the patient with complete counseling for managing their daily activities, what activities they are supposed to do, what activities they need to avoid, what about the food habits, which will help them in recovering in a speedier manner. Doctors usually also inform the patients about the symptoms which the patient must be on the lookout for. In case of appearance of any of those symptoms, they should be like post-operative swelling, like redness, increased pain. They should immediately contact the surgeon or the hospital. The process of recovery after laparoscopic surgery is very fast, as I have already mentioned. And within a few days after discharge, patient is perfectly fine and back to normal. But doctors need to make sure that the patient understands that he needs to take things easy and light for at least a minimum of 2 weeks before he starts exerting real pressure on the body. So this was a brief overview about the advantages of laparoscopic surgery, especially laparoscopic hernia surgery. This brings us to the end of our podcast. For free resources and materials related to hernia and related conditions information, please head over to www.drmanastripathi.com. I hope you found this podcast particularly useful. We look forward to having you join us again next week for another existing episode. Thank you so much for listening. This is Dr. Manas Tripathi signing off.